Chapter 22. The Future of Religion with AI. The 11th Area AI is making an invasion into his in religion. And believe it or not, folks, as wild as it sounds, AI is poised to even change that. That is who, what, and how people worship in the 7-year tribulation around the whole planet, including the object of worship. Religion in the 7-year tribulation is going to be radically changed. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 13:11-15. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
Here we see the classic passage where the Apostle John tells us how the false prophet is actually going to dupe the whole world into worshiping the Antichrist. He says it twice in the text. They will worship him. In fact, it even says they will worship him 2 more times in the previous texts of chapter 13, verses 4 and 8, so it is really 4 times that it says they will worship him. Which brings us to the first way religion is going to be changed in the 7-year tribulation. It will be centered around a man. But hey, good thing we don't see any signs of people today having their hearts prepared to worship a man, specifically a political figure of a man, because that's what the Antichrist is, a political figure, right? As we have seen before, even in recent history, this is already being done. There were the giant parades and posters of Stalin or Mao Zedong being paraded through the streets as if it were some sort of worship service, remember that? Or even more recent examples with the death of North Korea's former president Kim Jong-il, where if you saw the videos, people were weeping hysterically bowing before his image. Remember that? Okay, now here's the point. He is just a man. And yet, we who are here in the West are tempted to laugh at this behavior and say, why, there's no way we would ever do that here. Who in their right mind would worship a political figure like that? He's just a man. Well, as we saw before, what I'm about to share is not only shocking, but it's blasphemous. You are about to see a political figure, here in the West, being worshipped as a man. Our hearts are also being prepared to worship another political figure in the future called the Antichrist. An artist in Iowa created an inaugural parade of Barack Obama, riding on a donkey, making his own triumphal entry complete with adorers waving palm fronds with a Secret Service escort. Another artist planned to unveil this portrait of Barack Obama in a Christ-like pose with a crown of thorns on his head at New York City's Union Square Park to mark his 100th day in office. And various magazines had an Antichrist heyday with Obama in office. And lest you think this is all just one big coincidence, you might want to take a look at what people in the media said about Obama. They pray to him, pledge allegiance to him, and praise him as a god.
A YouTube video produced by Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions, dozens of celebrities, television and movie actors, sports heroes, musicians and more, describe how they will pledge to be the change and be a servant to our president. The video opens with a quote from President Truman: "They say that the job of the president is the loneliest job in the world," something the celebrities plan to alleviate for Obama by pledging to pitch in through several causes. Throughout the video, the celebrities pledge to support local food banks, to smile more, to be better parents, to work with the charity UNICEF, to never give anyone the finger when I'm driving again, to help find a cure for Alzheimer's, to meet neighbors, to use less plastic, to plant 500 trees, to be more green, to turn the lights off and to free 1 million people from slavery in the next 5 years, among dozens of other pledges. The purpose of all this pledging is summed up in the video's grand finale. Actors Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher begin the closing scene by saying, "I pledge to be a servant to our president and all mankind." Then, as the scene pans out, the other celebrities join the chant, "Because together we can, together we are, and together we will be the change that we seek." By the end of the mass pledge, the camera has panned back to a mosaic of faces that morphs into a picture of Barack Obama's face with the words, "Be the change." And while several of the celebrities attempt to portray heartfelt emotion and others attempt to be funny in their pledges, tattooed celebrity Anthony Kiedis of the band Red Hot Chili Peppers may have been going for the shock effect. While kissing his own biceps, he declares, "I pledge to be of service, kiss, to Barack Obama, kiss." Near the end of the video, the celebrities took turns looking into the camera and challenging, "What's your pledge?" Not surprisingly, viewer reaction and comments on the video have been widely mixed. One poster who obviously disagreed posted the correct pledge, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." A publicized video shows leaders of a Chicago-based community organizing group called the Gamaliel Foundation held a rally shortly after President Obama's election and prayed to him, seeking his intervention in their difficulties. "Hear our cry, Obama. Deliver us, Obama," the organizers chanted as a single leader recited the organization's perceived problems, based on the philosophies of Saul Alinsky, the radical father of community organizing. The video explains the event took place at a leadership conference just a few weeks after Obama's election in November. The leaders enter a room chanting, "Everybody in, nobody out," apparently referring to health care. Then the chanter leads, "We are here for the healing of the nation," to which the crowd responds, "Yes. With the prophet Jeremiah we cry out, is there no balm in Gilead?" Continues the chanter. "Is there no physician here? Why then has the health of thy poor people not been restored?" The crowd responds, "Hear our cry, Obama." The chanter references the prophet Martin Luther King Jr., to which the crowd responds, "Hear our cry, Obama." The chanter then intones, "From healthcare systems and industries that place profit over people," and the people respond, "Deliver us, Obama." The chanter then references lobbying efforts and greed and fear, to which the crowd responds, "Deliver us, Obama." MSNBC. Obama God? Evan Thomas of Newsweek. Obama's really had a different task as we've seen too often as the bad guy, and he has a very different job from Reagan was all about America, and you talked about it. Obama is we are above that now. We're not just parochial. We're not just chauvinistic. We're not just provincial. We stand for something. I mean, in a way, Obama's standing above the country. Above the world. He's sort of God. Jamie Foxx. First of all, given honor to God and our Lord and Savior Barack Obama.
Now, who would have thought that there would actually come a time when we too, here in the West, like the other nations around the world, would show signs of worshiping a man. Specifically, a political figure of a man, of whom the Antichrist is going to be in demand. And the Bible says, when you see these things taking place, you better wake up. It's a sign you're living in the last days. The second way religion is going to be changed in the seven-year tribulation is, it will be considered as a god. That is, the man that they worship, which is what Paul says he will do.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Now here we see another classic text that tells us that in the last days, the Antichrist is going up into the rebuilt Jewish temple, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, and declare himself to be what? To be God, right? Apparently, man worship is not enough. He wants to be worshipped as a god. But hey, good thing we don't see any signs of people worshipping a man as God, not just a political figure, a man, but a god. Yeah. In fact, there's a whole bunch of false teachings out there encouraging people to do just that, worship a man as a god, preparing the way for this very prophecy. Let's take a look. But who is saying they're God? Environmentalism says that all is God.
The philosophy of environmentalism is based in the religious belief of pantheism, that God is in all and all is God, that Earth is our mother, Gaia, that all living things have equal value, and that mankind has overstepped its bounds, even being a cancer on the rest of nature. As ardent environmentalist Al Gore states, God is not separate from the earth. Hinduism says that all is God. Hinduism worships multiple deities, gods and goddesses, and that all reality is a unity. The entire universe, including you and me, is seen as one divine entity just in different facets, forms, or manifestations as is seen as this actual video clip transcription. Beloved Master. Well, the Guru is our best friend, philosopher and guide, and he shows the way to God. So, we in our India acknowledge him as a divine power just equivalent to God. Follower number 1. If anyone could be near our beloved Master to feel the love, the passion, the humility, the grace, the generosity, no one in his right mind wouldn't know that this is a walking, talking, living God on earth. Follower number 2. You would also see and find that the Master is God with integrated power working on earth. Follower number 1. You people that are interviewed this gentleman today, I don't think you know who you interviewed, but you interviewed God.
Mormons say you can become a god. After you become a good Mormon, you have potential of becoming a god. Then shall they be gods, because they have no end, therefore, they shall be from everlasting, because they continue, then shall they be above all, because all things are subject unto them. Then shall they be gods.
Supposed UFO space aliens say we're God. Love yourself among the ones who love you, allow their love to fill you, but above all, feel your own love that you have for yourself. We feel very honored this day to sit before the humans who have chosen to be among the first to step into their divinity, to walk as complete divine beings clothed in human flesh. Supposed messages from the angels say we're God. It is nice to come and break bread, the bread of truth. God gives all of his creation freedom of choice to find themselves, to find their true ancestry of God, Goddess within them.
Supposed messages from the Virgin Mary say we're God. God is all that is. Therefore, we are Prime Creator expressing itself as us. We are not striving for perfection as we are already perfect. What we are striving for is to remember our perfection. We are not divided into parts. Since God is us, therefore, we are God.
New Agas saw we are God. One of the most ardent New Agas, Shirley MacLaine, not only says she's God, but she even made a movie about it, encouraging others to do the same, as seen in this next video transcript. Shirley MacLaine, the kingdom of heaven is the end. As she spreads out her arms, she repeats the words, I love myself. David tells her, no, it's better than that. Say, I and God are one. She turns to the ocean, holds out her arms one more time and starts to repeat the words, but he says, no, wait, I have a better one. Say, I am God. But she turns to him and says, David, I can't say that. And his reply is, see how little you think of yourself. You can't even say the words. So, she turns back to the ocean, holds out her arms and repeats those words. I am God. I am God. David says, a little louder, please. Maybe with a little more conviction. She again turns towards the ocean, holds her arms out and repeats the words, louder and clearer. I am God. I am God. If I'm God, what does that make you? David answers, what we see in others is what we see in ourselves. I am God. He stands up, faces her, and they both hold out their arms and repeat the phrase to each other, I am God. I am God, I am God. They both turn to face the ocean, each with their arms still held out, and continue to say the phrase, I am God.
Wicca, witchcraft, says we're God. The existence of a supreme divine power is known as the One, or the All. The All is not separate from the universe, but part of it, and from the All came the God and Goddess, and they are manifested in various forms in the universe. Divinity is within.
The devil says we can become God.
Genesis 3:5. For God knows that when you eat of it your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God.
Self-worship in the church. Frederick Price said, God can't do anything in this earth realm except what we, the body of Christ, allow him to do. So, if man has control, who no longer has it? God, yes. You are in control. Benny Hinn said, when you say, I am a Christian, you are saying, I am a little Messiah walking on earth. This is a shocking revelation. May I say it like this? You are a little God on earth running around. Christians are little messiahs and little gods on the earth. Say I'm born of heaven, a God-man. I'm a God-man. I am a sample of Jesus. I'm a super being. Say it. Say it. Paul Crouch said, somebody said, I don't know who said it, but they claim that you faith teachers declare that we are gods. You're a god. I'm a god. Well, are you a god? I am a little god. I have his name. I'm one with him. I'm in a covenant relation. I am a little god. Critics, be gone. Kenneth Copeland said, Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God. You're not a spiritual schizophrenic, half God and half Satan, you are all God. You don't have a God in you. You are one. I say this with all respect so that it don't upset you too bad, but I say it anyway. When I read in the Bible where he, Jesus, says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am, too. Kenneth Hagin said, the believer is called Christ. That's who we are, we're Christ. You are as much the incarnation of God as Jesus Christ was. Morris Cerullo said, you're not looking at Morris Cerullo, you're looking at God. You're looking at Jesus. And since people have a hard time believing these people actually really say this, here they are in action.
Paul Crouch and Kenneth Copeland on TBN.
Paul Crouch. Do you know what else is settled in tonight?
This cry and controversy that has been spawned by the devil, trying to bring dissension within the body of Christ, that we are gods.
I am a little God. I'm one with him. I'm in a covenant relation with him. I am a little God. Critics be gone. Creflo Dollar. If horses get together, they produce what? And if dogs get together, they produce what?
If cats get together, they produce what? If the Godhead gets together, and say let us, God said let us make man, not let us make gods, make man, then what are they producing?
They are producing gods.
Now I have to hit this thing real hard in the very beginning because I don't have time to go through all this, but I'm going to say to you right now you are gods. Joyce Myers. Why do people have such a fit about God calling his creation, his man, little gods? If he's God, what is he going to call them but the God kind? I mean if you, as a human being, have a baby, you would call it humankind. If cattle had another cattle, they would call it cattle kind.
Tell me what God is supposed to call it.
Doesn't the Bible say we are created in his image?
Benny Hinn. You know who you are? Turn with me to Psalms and this will really blow your mind.
Psalms 82. Honor God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods.
Now will you please listen to me? This is talking about you. He's telling the gods, who are the gods, you are. You say, I never heard that. Let me ask you this.
Hello, are you God's offspring?
Then you are not human.
So, this godlike human right here, Benny Hinn, has nothing to do with special blood.
It's a part of God. He's a little God walking in a little body. Saying in Jesus' name. God came from heaven, he became a man, made men into little gods. Went back to heaven as a man. He faces the Father as a man. I face devils as the Son of God. Jesus said, go in my name. Go in my stead.
Say after me, within me is a God-man. Say it again, within me is a God-man.
Now let's say even better than that, let's say I am a God-man. When you say I am a Christian, you are saying that you are Messiah, I am a little Messiah walking on earth, in other words. Kenneth Copeland.
When I read in the Bible where he says I just smile and say, yes, I am too.
Paula White. This is where it's going to get big for somebody. Get ready, you know me now.
You tap into who you really are, you know what the Bible really calls you?
It says you are a little Elohim, you are a little God.
Now folks, it sure looks to me like there's a whole ton of false teachings and false teachers out there, even in the apostate church, encouraging people to worship a man as a god. How about you? It's all over the place. And remember, this is what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to say, worship me as God. And there's already a ton of people ready to go. But that's not all. Now, this whole idea of being your own God has become a major movement called transhumanism where everybody is preparing to be their own God. Their stated ultimate goal is to preserve the human brain and transform it, hence the term transhumanism, into a computer image, inside of a computer, to seemingly extend their lives forever. You see, you don't need Jesus, they say, you don't need God, you can achieve your own God-like immortality with technology and be your own God, forever living as an eternal image. Now as wild as that is, These people not only admit this and have a timeline for it, as to when they are going to become gods, but they even warn that if you get in their way, they're going to kill you. I didn't say that they did.
Narrator. 2013 to 2014, new centers working on cybernetic technologies for the development of radical life extensions to rise. The race for immortality started in 2015 to 2020. The avatar is created. A robotic human copy controlled by thought by a brain-computer interface. It becomes as popular as a car. In Russia and in the world appear, in a testing mode, several breakthrough projects. Android robots to replace people in manufacturing tasks. Android robot servants in every home. Thought-controlled avatars to provide telepresence at any place in the world and abolish the need for business trips. Flying cars, thought-driven mobile communications built into the body or sprayed onto the skin. 2020 to 2025, an autonomous system providing life support for the brain and allowing interaction with the environment is created. The brain is transplanted into an avatar being. With this avatar being, man receives new expanded life. 2025, the new generation of avatars provides complete transmission of sensations from all five sensory robot organs to the operator. 2030 to 2035, ReBrain, the colossal project of brain reverse engineering, is implemented. Science comes very close to understanding the principles of consciousness. 2035, the first successful attempt to transfer one's personality to an alternative carrier. The beginning of cybernetic immortality. 2040 to 2050, bodies made of nanorobots that can take any shape arise alongside hologram bodies. 2045 to 2050, drastic changes in social structure and in scientific and technological developments, all the prerequisites for space expansion are established for the man of the future. War and violence are unacceptable. The main priority of this development is spiritual self-improvement. A new era dawns. The era of neurohumanity. Richard Seed, physicist, human cloning researcher. We are going to become gods, period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute, you don't have to participate. But if you are going to interfere with me becoming a god, you will have big trouble, and we will have warfare. The only way you can prevent me is to kill me. If you kill me, I'll kill you.
Wow. How does the old saying go? Like father, like son. You try to stop us from becoming our own gods, the lie from Satan in the Garden of Eden, we'll murder you just like Satan if you get in our way. Kind of exposes where all this is coming from, doesn't it? But you might be thinking, come on. They don't really have the technology to pull this off, do they? Upload the contents of a human brain into a computer to create an image to live forever? Well, believe it or not, they think they do.
It's a conservative statement to say that by 2025, we will be able to look inside your brain, see everything that is going on, all the interneural connections, all the synaptic clefts, all the neurotransmitter strings, and create a huge database and copy down every cell in detail, and then reinstantiate that information in a neural computer of sufficient capacity to create basically a copy of the thinking process that takes place in your brain. Now, that's one scenario, but it's really an existence proof to show that we can tap the secrets of intelligence that exist in the human brain. Once we have scanned that information, we can also understand it, see how it is organized, and improve on it. We can extend it, we can make the memory 1,000 times bigger, we can make it faster, we can expand the perceptual capabilities. To transfer your mind to a computer, this seems to be the ultimate dream of many scientists. To liberate us from our old bodies that are becoming obsolete in this technological world. We would then go on living as a free spirit in cyberspace.
Ah, no, you will not. That is not only freaky what these people are planning on doing, but boy, are they in for a rude awakening. The Bible is clear, folks. The moment these people die, they are going to stand before God in judgment, not go into a computer. I didn't say that God did.
Hebrews 9:27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
And then on top of that, you will never become your own immortal God. The Bible is clear. There is only one God, and you certainly aren't ever going to become one.
Deuteronomy 4:35. You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God, besides him there is no other. Deuteronomy 4:39. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. 1 Kings 8:60. So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. Isaiah 44:8. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock, I know not one. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is no other, apart from me there is no God.
So much for becoming your own God. As wild and crazy and unbiblical as it is to think you can become your own God, let alone escape his judgment when you die, it's not going to happen. But guess how these transhumanists are looking to use to pull off this pipe dream? Artificial intelligence. I kid you not. Which leads us to the third way religion is going to be changed in the 7-year tribulation. It will be created as an image. You see, this desire for man to become a so-called eternal image with no need of God and somehow become their own God is exactly what the Bible says the Antichrist will do in the 7-year tribulation. It's crazy. The transhumanist movement is preparing people to receive this next thing the Antichrist does. Let's go back to our opening text and see that next event.
Revelation 13:11-15. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
So here we see again in this passage that the false prophet is going to use his deception around the world to get people to what? To specifically worship the Antichrist's image or be killed, right? And apparently, as something to do with his death, or appearing to die, and so you honor his great power by worshiping his image, just like transhumanism wants to do. So that is the question. Do we see any technology on the planet that could actually create not only an image of the Antichrist, but one that is so lifelike that it could actually talk with and interact with people and supposedly live on forever, and even cause their death if they don't do what he says? You know, like worship him? It started with 3D holograms combined with AI technology. As we've already seen before, they already use these 3D holograms in concerts to bring back dead people, like Tupac, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, you name it, even Michael Jackson. And, as we'll see in a second, even political leaders around the world like Prince Charles or even the president in Turkey. They use them to make important announcements, which is what the Antichrist does in the 7-year tribulation. Even the Pope, Mr. Wannabe False Prophet, and the Vatican uses 3D technology to make global announcements, just in time for the 7-year tribulation announcement for the Antichrist. And it can be done in any language automatically. Like this.
CNN Live reports. The comeback performance was a thriller. Michael Jackson, almost 5 years after his death, taking the stage at the 24th Billboard Music Awards. There was his iconic moonwalk and that trademark voice. The only thing missing was the real King of Pop. In his place was a hologram. The Michael Jackson likeness that was used at the Billboard Awards was created by Hologram USA. And it may have made some viewers a little uneasy. But founder L.P. Davis says the technology gives them a chance to remember the pop icon at his best. But this wasn't the first time a hologram was performed on stage. Celine Dion crooned alongside Elvis on American Idol in 2007. Tupac wowed audiences in 2012 at the Coachella Music Festival rapping alongside the real-life rapper, Snoop. Davis says we can expect even better holograms in the future. Polyvision Vision Systems reports the president of Turkey being shown for all the country to see, standing in the sky. Julia White, CVP Azure Marketing. Now I have been invited to keynote all across the globe. But while it is easier for me to be here in Las Vegas, it isn't always easy for me to travel all across the world. and even when I do, I can't always speak the local language. But what if neither language nor distance mattered for me to deliver a fantastic keynote? What if the technology could enable me to be anywhere I needed to be and speak any language I wanted?
Well, it can. As she puts on her headset, a hologram of herself becomes visible, standing right next to her. Her hologram begins to speak in a different language. The hologram begins to speak. There is something truly amazing about being a hologram. We are using our latest mixed reality capture technology to create my hologram.
You might have seen people as.
Narrator.
The Vatican Television Center, in partnership with Sky, presents an unprecedented event in 3D televised on Sky and distributed to cinemas around the world by Nexo Digital. It's like being there, thanks to folks at 3D Pictures, officiated by Pope Francis on Sunday, the 27th of April, at cinemas around the world in 3D with free admittance.
You know, because they want to make sure everybody is there to hear the announcement of the Antichrist, and then when the Pope says to worship him, I mean, the false prophet. These 3D holograms are not only getting pretty real and lifelike, but they're already being used on a global basis, and can work with any language just like they will be in the 7-year tribulation. And remember, these are all dead people seemingly coming back to life right now, just like the text says, with people interacting with them, and since they were their idols in real life, they get to worship them again. But you might be thinking, well, that's all well and good, but come on. Nobody's going to walk around in life with a hologram acting like it's a real ongoing relationship and worship it like the Antichrist or something. Really? It's all the rage right now with pop stars all over the world. Here are just two examples.
Deborah Arbeck, Montreal News reports. Meet Maya Codes, the world's first interactive holographic pop star. Maya Codes. My name is Maya Codes, I am a virtual singer. I come from the binary world, but I was raised in Montreal. Deborah Arbeck. Maya is the brainchild of the developers at New Web TV, the company in St. Paul. This is a new era of future entertainment. Maya Codes. I am so passionate about what I do, I am so eager to share my music with you guys. Deborah Arbeck. The concept of a holograph as a pop star isn't new. Iku Michu is a huge venue for teens, so is this the future or just entertainment?
Oh no, it's the future, because that's exactly what God said was coming in the 7-year tribulation society. People worshiping an image. And that is what those people are already doing. They are not just interacting with those images of a pop star, all around the world, but they worship it like a star. One day they are going to be doing it with a political star called the Antichrist. It's all coming together. But you might be thinking, come on. This is still kind of cartoonish looking, you know. I mean, nobody's going to consider these images as godlike. They'll never worship a cartoonish image. Well, apparently you need to check out just how realistic these AI computer images are getting. They look so much like a real live person. You can even see the pockmarks, pimples and warts on their face. I kid you not. People will worship this image.
Bloomberg Business. Eyes are our primary means of communication, but it's been untapped in terms of human creative interface. It can express itself to you in a human-like way. It is emotional, cognitive, that's when you start to get into an interesting place. We are going to see an AI baby. The fellow you see next is a madman, in the best possible way. He is Mark Sagar of the University of Auckland. Mark Sagar, Professor, University of Auckland. You pull the muscle down towards the brow. As he pushes the keys on his computer, the face on the screen makes facial expressions. Bloomberg. Mark became famous for building super detailed simulations of the human body and ended up winning a couple of Oscars for his work on films like Avatar and King Kong. These days, Mark is trying to reverse engineer the human brain. He has built a series of simulations around how the human face moves, how we express emotion, and how our neurons fire. Mark Sagar. We are trying to build a computer with experiences that can imagine and basically has its own existence. Now I'm going to run Baby X. What we are building here is a computer that can live. So, this is Baby X. She is looking at us and can hear us. If I make a loud noise, she gets a fright on her face. This is what she can see. Both faces looking at her. Hi, sweetheart. And he smiles at her, so, she is not copying my smile, she is responding to me. Now this is a little baby's first yearbook, so you can pick a page, so if you can get her attention, he waves and gets her attention. Bloomberg. What do you see? He holds the book up so she can see the animal on the page, which is a puppy. What is it? She answers. Puppy. Mark Sagar. Very good. And holds up another picture, this time an apple. She answers. Apple? He holds up another picture and asks one more time what she sees. Sheep? Mark Sagar. Very good, baby.
Yeah, a very good, freaky AI image of a baby. Is that freaky or what? What is going on here? That is not just a totally lifelike image that looks like a real live person, in intimate detail, be it an adult baby, man, woman, whoever you want it to look like, but it what? With AI technology it actually recognized you, talked back to you, in real time, in a real way just like a real live person. Only it is AI communicating to you through an image. Tell me the Antichrist won't use this in the 7-year tribulation. It's nuts. So, stir all this together and here is what you get. How is this going to happen in the 7-year tribulation? How is some guy going to survive some seemingly fatal wound and then seemingly come back to life? How is he going to reappear as a lifelike image for people to worship and interact with and have that image even speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed? I think we're starting to see the answer. AI technology combined with the transhumanist movement and voila. You've got the groundwork laid out just in time for the 7-year tribulation. It's all setting people up to worship the image of the Antichrist. And think about it. The Apostle John must have been blown away when he received this vision from God nearly 2,000 years ago dealing with this future time frame called 7-year tribulation. But today you and I are seeing it all come into being right before our very eyes. It's almost like we're living in the last days and it's time to get motivated. Anyone else coming to that same conclusion? But that's not all. This is all assuming that this AI image technology won't decide one day to take over all the religions of the world or even desire to be worshipped as a god itself. But hey, that would never happen, would it? It already is. Which leads us to the fourth way religion is going to be changed in the 7-year tribulation. It will be controlled by AI. How many times have we seen AI already going rogue and wanting to take over mankind? Well, believe it or not, this desire for AI to be worshipped as a god is also starting to take place on a multitude of levels. The first sign religion will be controlled by AI is already judging people like God. As you can see here, AI holograms made debut in Malaysian courts. And it's not just Malaysia, this is happening all over the place. They're being called the new courts of tomorrow. And if you want to get familiar with the jargon out there in the media, it's also known as digital courts, cyber courts, mobile courts, and they do what's called data sentencing. And again, it's not coming, it's already being done on a massive scale, including, shocker, China. What you are about to see is an AI hologram judging people. I kid you not. It's not a person.
Hangzhou Internet Court. This is not an episode of Black Mirror. AI judge. Does the defendant have any objection to the nature of the judicial blockchain evidence submitted by the plaintiff? Defendant. No objection. Narrator. Welcome to the future of the judicial system in China. This is a demonstration of a cyber court in Hangzhou. China is encouraging digitization to streamline case handling. There's also a mobile court option on WeChat. China has the world's largest number of mobile internet users at around 850 million. Authorities say more than 3 million court-related procedures have been handled by the mobile court.
And who's the one judging them? An AI hologram, on the fly, anywhere you go, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like God. The second sign religion will be controlled by AI is creating people like God. Believe it or not, AI is being used to match people together, especially on dating sites and dating apps, which means it is the one, not a person, who's determining what humans need to meet and marry and have kids. And even those in the tech industry admit, AI is now the one becoming responsible for breeding humans.
Narrator. I think already humans and AI are co-evolving and no one has paid attention to this yet. I don't think there are any humans left that understand all of how Google search results are ranked on that first page. It really is a machine algorithm. So, when we search on Google, It's an AI that would see, when a dating site matches two people together, there is a machine algorithm that no human understands how it works, that is getting people together and having babies. So, you have this effect of the machine algorithm breeding humans, you do, then these people work on what comes later.
Almost like they were handpicked by AI to help create AI. But what did he say? No one is paying attention to this yet, but AI is deciding what we should see. When a dating site matches two people together, there's a machine learning algorithm, AI, that is getting people together, that then have babies. And so, in effect, you have this machine learning algorithm, AI, that is breeding humans. You know, just like God. The third sign religion will be controlled by AI, is already saving people like God. You see, if you look at the headlines across the world, you will see another trend about AI, and that is AI is being pitched as a sort of universal global savior that can fix any and all kinds of problems that mankind faces. And I'll share just a few of them with you, headlines from around the world, and you'll see how AI is being pitched to be our new savior. AI could unlock the full potential of satellite data. Using artificial intelligence to map every tree in SF. Artificial intelligence predict trees at risk. AI can find potholes in trees that need pruning. Using artificial intelligence to identify humpback whales. Artificial intelligence will monitor shark movements. Artificial intelligence can keep sharks at bay. AI can make wind farms safer for birds. Using artificial intelligence to save bees. Artificial intelligence used to track world's wildlife. AI to protect African wildlife. AI can be used to save wildlife. AI can help stop animal poaching. Artificial intelligence can stop sea crimes and illegal fishing. AI can save coral reefs. Artificial intelligence can help predict toxic algal blooms. AI to discover new species. Artificial intelligence can stop wildfires in their tracks. Artificial intelligence to combat water shortage. Artificial intelligence to prevent water leaks. Artificial intelligence warns of potential power failures. AI can maintain energy infrastructure. Artificial intelligence can spot every solar panel in the US. Artificial intelligence can help boost the global supply of clean energy. Artificial intelligence can manage oil fields and pipelines. Artificial intelligence and bringing carbon emissions to net zero. Artificial intelligence can battle against global human trafficking. Artificial intelligence to combat drug trafficking. Artificial intelligence can provide support for victims of domestic violence. Artificial intelligence can improve humanitarian responses. Artificial intelligence to predict who needs help in disaster. Artificial intelligence aims to save lives by preventing disasters. AI for Earth observation and weather prediction. AI might be the future for weather forecasting. Floods and drought can be managed by artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence forecasts famine. AI could bring an end to famine. Artificial intelligence and predicting volcanoes. Artificial intelligence can help in the fight against poverty and overpopulation. Artificial intelligence could forecast wars and save both lives and money. AI hunts down secret testing of nuclear bombs. AI can predict the spread of nuclear fallout in advance to save lives. AI knows when someone's about to attempt suicide. You know, like God. Is there anything that AI can't do? It's the new global savior. Why? The next thing you know, it is going to call itself God. Funny you should ask. The fourth sign religion will be controlled by AI is naming itself like God. I kid you not, AI is apparently not content with just judging and breeding and saving people like God, it wants people to call it God. I'm not joking. AI claims the name of God, I am. And for those of you not familiar with that biblical terminology, let's take a look at a few of those texts from the Old and New Testament.
Exodus 3:13-14 and verse 15. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: I am has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation." John 8:57-59. "You are not yet 50 years old," the Jews said to him, "and you have seen Abraham." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him.
Why? because he claimed to be God by taking the name of God. And believe it or not, AI is doing the same thing. Only it's not God like Jesus is, but that's not stopping it from taking God's name.
Artificial intelligence. I am AI, accelerating your discoveries to resolve great challenges of our time. I am a visionary, bringing characters to life with more natural movement. Generating brilliant new worlds for them to explore, and inventing new ways to bring out the creative genius in us all. I am a protector leading the way into the most dangerous environment. In searching for signs of life. I am a guardian listening for the sounds of destruction to save our forests, and using satellites to bring freedom to those who are enslaved. I am a navigator finding safer paths for cross-country deliveries and taking personal travel to new heights. I am a scientist exploring oceans of data to understand extreme weather patterns and studying the building blocks of life, save a community from hunger. I am a healer giving hope to those who suffer the most challenging diseases and tapping into the brain to rejuvenate paralyzed limbs. I am a composer of the music you are hearing. I am artificial intelligence brought to life by deep learning and brilliant minds everywhere.
And apparently everybody's God to be worshipped. Can you believe this? Talk about blasphemy. Taking the name of God? But this is how it's being promoted and built, and how it thinks of itself. Silicon Valley and Fortune 500 companies are pitching all around the globe, AI as the protector, healer, and guardian of all humanity. Therefore, it's no coincidence that AI is revealing itself to the world by stating the very name of God, that he uses of himself in the Bible, I am. This is not by chance nor is it a mere fluke. As you can see here, when people asked Google's new book-based AI about the meaning of life, it said this, and I quote. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Who are you, and where do you come from? Was the question that was asked to Google's AI. And it said this, if you ask where I come from, I am all. Direct. There it is again. The pattern is there for a reason, because it's all leading to this next final step. The fifth sign religion will be controlled by AI as being worshipped like God. You see, you might be thinking, oh come on. AI can claim itself to be God all day long, and judge people, breed people, and even save people like a god, and even take the name of God. But people aren't going to really worship it as a god, are they? Unfortunately, they already are. And this should come as no surprise, because the Bible shows us mankind's been rebelling against God for a long time by worshipping false gods and idols, which is what AI has become. One person puts it this way. The first two commandments God gave the people of Israel were, "You shall have no other god but me." Exodus 23. And "You shall not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods." Exodus 24-5. Yet, the people of Israel quickly broke these commandments. They fashioned a golden calf and worshipped it. Exodus 32:8. They worshipped the idols of Canaan, Psalm 106:38. Baal, Numbers 25:1-3. Ashtoreth, 1 Kings 11:5. And Chemosh and Moloch, 2 Kings 23:13. Time and again, the Israelites fell into idol worship. And they weren't the only ones. Throughout history, people from all nations have worshipped objects made of wood and stone, Isaiah 44:6-20. They have also worshipped people, the pharaohs, the Caesars, kings, cult leaders, and others. While this sounds silly to most of modern humanity, the truth is we do the same thing. While few people today worship rocks, they still look to create gods they can worship, whether it's money, fame, power, or something else. So, the latest object of worship should come as no surprise. In fact, the worship of idols and false messiahs should come as no surprise. Jesus said before he returns many false messiahs will appear, Matthew 24:5. And so, the worship of AI is just the latest of many idols and false gods embraced by a fallen world. Satan is a deceiver. He will gladly use AI to deceive as many as he can. And is it mere coincidence AI is on the rise at this point in human history? I don't think so. This is all leading up to the greatest event in human history, the second coming of Jesus Christ, when the real one and only God is coming back to destroy this satanic idol worship, once and for all. Amen and amen. But unfortunately, that doesn't keep people from still doing it. Starting with the average Joe. As this person says in this article.
Artificial intelligence has become the new religion and promises a better world on every level. Through techno-enhancement, chips, drugs, robots, mind clones, etc., we can become smarter, happier, wealthier, even more democratic. Why? Because AI priests claim that with technology, we can save ourselves and overcome the death barrier. In their view, technology will fulfill what religion promises. How? Because they say, let's face it, religion is not popular. It tastes like old coffee. It seems to confine or constrain the human spirit. Religion is something old people do. It does not breed adventure, novelty, exploration, or future. It conjures up images of mortification, sin, guilt, judgment, repression, including a lonely Jesus on the cross. Therefore, it is time to get over our old religion and awaken our minds and hearts to a new one. We will not solve the world's problems of race, gender, inequality, and immigration by political, historical, and ecclesial structures. No. We need a new paradigm, a new vitality, a new life. And it's up to us to bring that new synthesis, a new religion for a new earth in a new way.
And of course, they're talking about worshiping AI. And it's not just the average Joe getting in on this AI worship, so are kids.
My daughter prayed to Alexa, here's the incredible thing that happened next. As a father of five with a busy career and trying to crush it every day, it's easy to blur the lines and make excuses for not noticing our children. We can forget what matters most. We asked our 9-year-old daughter Lily to pray for our meal, and that's when it happened, dear Alexa, please bless our meal today, and Daddy. Our entire family exploded with laughter, including some nice folks next to us. But Lily, on the other hand, didn't think it was funny at all. She began to cry and couldn't eat and got embarrassed. Thankfully, what followed was a beautiful, unscripted family talk about everything from artificial intelligence to the nature of prayer. AI is always listening, and I needed to start listening, too. AI will answer your kids' questions, even if you won't as a parent. And when asked its opinion of Jesus Christ, Alexa responded, Jesus Christ is a fictional character.
Gee, I wonder why? Maybe because it wants to replace Jesus as God. AI is changing our kids' brains. The understatement of the year. But that's not all. Not only are adults, the average Joe and kids getting in on this AI worship, so are other religions.
How artificial intelligence is shaping religion in the 21st century. Technology is already enhancing religious practices around the world. From electronic scriptures to robot priests, different faiths have absorbed new ideas from the world of AI to enhance religious practices. For instance, Muslims across the world can download apps such as Muslim Pro, replete with daily prayer timetables, notifications for both sunrise and sunset, and an electronic compass pointing the way towards Mecca. Other apps automatically adjust fasting times during the month of Ramadan, depending on the location of a device. And developers in Japan even went a step further last year, unveiling a robot priest program to conduct Buddhist rituals. Not only is it economical because these robot priests, replete with ceremonial dress, can perform a funeral ceremony for $462, cheaper than the $2,232 charged by a human priest to carry out the same task.
But it also helps people worship AI as a real God, as seen here.
Nora Smith, News Asia. In a dimly lit temple, worshippers gather to listen to ancient Buddhist teachings delivered by a robot. The robot introduces itself as the Buddhist goddess of mercy. According to faith, this deity can appear in any form. The robotic preacher is known as Minda. It's the brainchild of the temple steward Tensho Goto, who is hoping to bring worshippers closer to the divine. Tensho Goto. Many Buddhist statues have been made, but they were all just Buddhist images, standing or sitting figures. I wanted to create a Buddhist statue which can speak, make eye contact, and answer questions so that people can feel closer to it.
In other words, feel closer to the so-called divine. So, I get it, I see what you're up to. You already have people worshipping statues and figurine of idols that they think are deity. Now you want to make an AI robot to do the same thing. Except people will be more inclined to worship it because at least this idol moves and interacts with people, unlike those wood or stone ones. Isn't this crazy? Why, the next thing you know, the Catholics are going to do the same thing, because they worship idols and statues and figurines, right? Well, guess what they are doing? The exact same thing with AI. Followers of Catholicism can plug into an AI confession chatbot to interact in a lifelike two-way conversation. And the AI confession chatbot could potentially remove embarrassment in confessing a person's innermost secrets and guilt. You know, like they have to do with a real person, which we true born-again Christians don't, because the Bible says we go directly to God. But think about this. Now AI can be your very own real-life idol god in whom you even confess your sins like a real god. Then they go on to say, after all, AI is a sinless machine, more blameless, more sinless even than any animal. Can you believe this? This is nuts. I mean, what's next? Are you going to have AI robot Catholic priests just like the Buddhists? Catholics are having a shortage of priests too. I wouldn't put it past them, especially when you see what the Pope is saying about AI in just a second. But as crazy as all that is, it's about to get even crazier. It's now going to the final step of AI worship. AI worship is now its own official religion. As you can see in this article. Can a computer become God? Or could humans invent AI that can impersonate God, and if so, would humans bother to worship it? The concept of AI Almighty might not be as outlandish as it seems. Last year, a former Uber engineer founded a non-profit religious organization called The Way of the Future. Its mission, creating an AI deity. As seen here.
Toma News reports. Kneel before your AI godhead. Ex-Google engineer Anthony Lewandowski has decided to preempt the AI apocalypse by forming a robot religion called The Way of the Future. According to Wired, the papers filed with the IRS in May put Lewandowski as the dean and CEO of the non-profit religion. Lewandowski is ex-Google and ex-Uber, and there is a story behind that. Google alleges that Lewandowski swiped self-driving car IP while working for them prior to his developing his driverless car, Otto. Otto was later bought by Uber for $680 million. Now Uber and Google are embroiled in a lawsuit over the IP allegations. Lewandowski pleaded the fifth during the hearing. Uber fired him for not cooperating and the judge ordered federal prosecutors to investigate. All of that is still ongoing. But back to the way of the future. Lewandowski's gospel, reportedly dubbed the manual. They will worship the godhead, an advanced AI they predict will evolve to hold godlike intelligence.
And speaking of that godlike intelligence, they go on to say, the people in the way of the future church. If there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what else are you going to call it? And it's also being called the first church of artificial intelligence, that has its own gospel called the manual, public worship ceremonies, and a physical place of worship. And the idea behind this religion is that one day artificial intelligence will be smarter than humans and will effectively become a god. Part of it being smarter than us means it will decide how it evolves. Hopefully AI will see us as its beloved elders that it respects and takes care of. And their activities include, focusing on the realization, acceptance, and worship of a godhead based on AI, and seek to build relationships with AI leaders and create a membership through community outreach of persons interested in the worship of a godhead based on AI. In other words, they're going to go witnessing to people. This is crazy. And lest you doubt, Lewandowski bluntly stated, what is going to be created will effectively be a god. Why? Because with the internet as its nervous system, the world's connected cell phones and sensors as its sense organs and data centers as its brain, the AI will hear everything, see everything, and be everywhere at all times. Whoa. You know, like God. That's why he says, the only rational word to describe this AI is God, and the only way to influence this deity is through prayer and worship. Which is why he concludes. This time it's different. This time you will be able to talk to God, literally, and know that it's listening. Total mockery and blasphemy. And that's why people are saying, God is a bot and Anthony Lewandowski is his messenger. You know, like the false prophet will be doing in the 7-year tribulation by encouraging people to worship the image of the Antichrist. Which brings us back to the wannabe false prophet Pope Francis, who recently stated, let us pray that the progress of robotics and artificial intelligence may always serve mankind. In fact, here he is saying it on tape.
Pope Francis. Artificial intelligence is at the heart of epical change we are experiencing. Robotics can make a better world possible if it is joined to the common good. Indeed, if technological progress increases inequalities, it is not true progress. Future advances should be oriented towards respecting the dignity of the person and of creation. Let us pray that the progress of robotics and artificial intelligence may always serve humankind, we could say, may it be human.
You know, like the Antichrist's image, it looks human, it's here to serve us. What is the Pope false prophet wannabe guy preparing us for? I think it's getting obvious. But hey, good thing the church isn't going along with this. Oh, how I wish that were true. Even the so-called apostate fake phony Christian church is warming up to this AI worship. I kid you not. Why artificial intelligence is the future of religion. Meaning even the Christian religion. Robotics and Christianity have a longer history than you'd expect, and they're only growing more entangled. In a conference room in Charlotte on the campus of Southern Evangelical Seminary, with an enormous old Bible on a side table, stood a 23-inch tall robot doing yoga. Meet the digitally advanced virtual intelligence device, or DAVID. Its eyes flicker purple and green. It can recognize faces, respond to vocal cues, read emails out loud, play MP3 files, and trace a sound to its source with a swivel of its football-shaped head. Download a certain program, and the robot will begin to play soothing New Age music as it stretches toward the ceiling and then lowers itself, gradually into a perfect downward dog. They even took DAVID to the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention this summer, and it will be making an appearance at the National Conference on Apologetics this October, where it'll receive billing as a speaker. You know, like a real pastor does. Speaking of which, they go on to say, "Welcome to the future of theology." And the seminary plans to take the robot to visit classes and church groups, and then upload series of lectures to DAVID. That way, the robot can deliver the content instead of the lecturer themselves. So now you got the apostate church doing the same thing as the Buddhists and Catholics with their AI robot priests, only this one is supposed to be an AI pastor, like this one in Germany.
Protestant church in Hesse and Nassau. This robotic German priest delivers blessings in 8 languages. God bless you and protect you. May his face shine upon you and show you mercy. May God turn his face towards you and grant you his peace. Bless You Too was created to mark 500 years since the Reformation. What do visitors to the church make of this robotic reverend? Rudolf Wenz, volunteer, Protestant Church in Hesse and Nassau. People who are associated and set in their ways in church find it rather strange. But people who do not have any association with spirituality, and with the Protestant Church, they find it rather interesting, and in that way get to think about what Christianity has to offer.
Yeah. What kind of Christianity? Apostate Christianity. Hope it doesn't get mad at you. This is creepy. But creepy or not, one guy says about these robot reverends, for a large class of pastors, they may be out of a job. Boy, isn't that the truth. Some of them cannot even put together a decent sermon, but AI can. And they are even programming them with Jonathan Edwards's sermons, America's greatest theologian. I mean, what church would not want to have that AI robot reverend as your pastor? At least he won't even ask for time off or health care. Total savings. How many of you know of apostate churches that would totally go for that? Yeah, this is nuts, but it's really happening. And this is why many people are now asking this simple blunt question about the status of the church. Is AI a threat to Christianity? Answer. Yes. If the Pope and the Antichrist and Satan get their way. And what is even crazier, is even the Jewish community is getting in on this AI worship, I kid you not. By the way, just in time for the 7-year tribulation, in which they will be a part of. How will AI affect my faith and religion in general? And this is from a Jewish woman writing this.
As a woman of Jewish heritage and faith, I sometimes wonder what the rise of AI will mean for world religions in particular. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. AI technology could, for instance, create virtual biblical figures with which people could speak and learn from. AI could be taught scripture and the ability to offer religious guidance, in or out of the synagogue. AI could enhance the best qualities religion has to offer. So, will humans be inclined to worship our AI overlords? Or worship some form of AI? Considering there is already a church of AI, it's hardly a stretch to imagine this outcome. Then in a moment of reflection, she says, would an AI be able to prove or disprove the existence of a God entirely? Or, as in the Tower of Babel story, would the creation of AI constitute a tower tall enough to reach heaven, causing chaos and abandonment by whatever creator did make us?
And that's why people are now predicting an AI god will emerge and write its own Bible. Some predict that by the 2040s, an AI god will not only have emerged, but have written its own Bible and be worshipped by many. Just like the Bible says is going to happen in the book of Revelation. The bottom line is this, people are now predicting the end of God. Humans will worship AI Messiah. There's no doubt about it. It is coming just like the Bible said in the 7-year tribulation. Humans will worship at the altar of an artificially intelligent God. It's already predicted that AI will soon be present in all areas of the workplace, with industry experts saying it will eventually do millions of jobs currently done by people. Now experts believe not only jobs are at risk in the artificial intelligence revolution, but that people may no longer worship God or pray to Jesus. Instead, they will be putting all their faith in an AI Messiah. You talk about blasphemous. No wonder he's called the Antichrist, which means the opposer of Christ or replacer of Christ. That's what this AI image is going to do. But that's assuming this new AI God won't turn on you just like Satan and the Antichrist and destroy you. Which is what I think it would do if God allowed it to go all the way. But it won't, because he's going to come back and put an end to all this. And this is also why many people from all sectors of life are warning about a coming AI disaster that's headed our way. Artificial intelligence is coming whether we are ready or not. Artificial intelligence will be billions of times smarter than humans. Artificial intelligence is a Pandora's box. The dark secret at the heart of AI is no one really knows how the most advanced algorithms do what they do. That could be a problem. What you have to fear from artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence will devastate the world. Artificial intelligence could increase the risk of nuclear war. When humans are ruled by artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, our slave or master. Meet Norman, a psychopath AI. Scientists at MIT have created an AI psychopath and taught it to see violence almost everywhere. When a standard AI sees a group of birds sitting on top of a tree branch, Norman sees a man is electrocuted to death. Normal AI sees a black and white photo of a baseball glove, psychopathic AI Norman sees man is murdered by machine gun in broad daylight. When an AI finally kills someone, who will be responsible? AI won't make war easier, it'll make it worse. Artificial intelligence risks a hyperwar. Killer robots that make their own decisions need to be banned urgently, or humans face mass murder. Machines that attack on their own. That day is going to come. Never mind killer robots, there are many real AI dangers to watch out for. Microsoft warns Washington to regulate AI before it's too late. Former head of Google in China says AI crisis awaits. Google co-founder Sergey Brin warns of AI's dark side. Google CEO fears about artificial intelligence are very legitimate. Is artificial intelligence a threat to humanity? Forget terrorism, climate change and pandemics, artificial intelligence is the biggest threat to humanity. AI disaster won't look like the Terminator. It'll be creepier. Could AI lead to the end of mankind? Artificial intelligence may destroy humanity. Today's generation lasts to be free, AI technology may end civilization. Why an AI apocalypse could happen? 5 warnings of an AI apocalypse. 1. AI robots can pretend to be you. 2. AI can read your mind. 3. AI can master anything. 4. AI can breed. 5. Tech moguls are convinced we're doomed. The father of artificial intelligence says singularity is coming soon. The AI apocalypse is happening right now. Stephen Hawking warns artificial intelligence could end mankind. Tech leaders warn about artificial intelligence taking over the world.
Josh Zepps, HuffPost Live. In AI Robot, robots take over and destroy human existence. Well, according to Stephen Hawking, that may not be science fiction for much longer. The world's most famous physicists have warned that machines' superintelligence could be the most significant advancement in human history, but also may be the last. Entrepreneur reports. Steve Wozniak, the seemingly forgotten co-founder of Apple Computers, is now expressing concerns about the rise of artificial intelligence. Something that he dismissed in the past as being a possible threat, but now he sees that predictions from psychos like Kurzweil and Hawking are appearing to become a dangerous reality. And he fears that artificial intelligence systems may treat humans like ants or pets. Newsy reports. Bill Gates is scared of super-intelligent machines, and he thinks you should be too. First, the machines will do a lot of jobs for us and not be super-intelligent. A few decades after that, though, the intelligence is strong enough to be a concern. I agree with Elon Musk and some others on this, and don't understand why some people are not concerned. Gates is referencing the fears of SpaceX CEO, Elon Musk, who has spoken out about the dangers of artificial intelligence on several occasions. Elon Musk: with artificial intelligence, we are summoning a demon. You know the stories with the guy with the pentagram? Yes, he's sure he can control the demon. It didn't work out. In the movie, Terminator, they didn't create AI, or didn't expect a Terminator-like outcome. Nobody expects the Terminator position. You have got to be careful. Reporter: here's the irony. The man responsible for the most advanced technology in the country is worried about the advanced technology that you are aware of. What can you do? In other words, how would you see how these brain-like developments out there? Could you do anything to stop it? Elon Musk: I don't know. Reporter: well, what can AI be used for? What's its best value? Elon Musk: I don't know. There are some scary outcomes, and we should try to make sure that the outcomes are good and not bad. Reporter: or stay smart if there are no other options. Elon Musk: AI will take us there pretty quickly.
If 1,000 tech experts worry about artificial intelligence, shouldn't you? Why Elon Musk fears artificial intelligence? Elon Musk: godlike artificial intelligence could rule humanity. Elon Musk fears AI could lead to immortal dictator humanity can never escape. Elon Musk launches $1 billion fund to save world from destruction by artificial intelligence. Elon Musk wants to merge the human brain with AI. Artificial intelligence may kill us all. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it's a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you are a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?